So, as a further advice, actually the transactions of the spiritual world are inconceivable to us in our present state of life. Great liberated souls like Rupa Goswami and others have tried to give us some hints of transcendental activities in the spiritual world. But on the whole, these transactions will remain inconceivable to us at the present moment. Understanding the exchanges of transcendental living service with Krishna is possible only when one is actually in touch with the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. It makes sense? I'm just trying to make a simple point. This hint which would be useful for us throughout the Brajamandal Parikrama. Because we are in Brajadham, which is the topmost. It will be easier for us to understand the things from Germany and Japan. Or we may be able to understand some of the things from the heavenly planet. But even to understand things from heaven are such a difficult task for us. Like when we hear how demigods live long, long life, long duration of life, we don't really, we can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. But it is just like an ant in your house trying to understand your duration of life. If ant is told, do you know the owner of this house? He lives for 80 years. Or he's 80 years old already. Ant lives for 8 days. She comes into being and all 6 transformations take place. She growing byproducts are there. She's laying some eggs and some children are there, her whole family, and she gets old and dwindling and dying, whole thing happens like in 8 days or so. And there are some other creatures, germs, worms, they do not even live 8 days. They just take birth to die. See, these kind of tiny creatures, if they're told, you are staying in this house, but the owner of this house, this big man, he lives, he's already 80 years old. Are these little creatures and germs are going to believe that? Will they believe it? Yes? They will not believe it. Does that mean someone living 80 years for 80 years? No, that is not a fact. It is a fact. So, we always try to understand things, our viewpoint. Atmavan manyate jagat, this statement in the scripture. Atmavan manyate jagat. Everyone considers the whole world is like me. What I see, everyone else must be also seeing the same thing, similar experience, everything must be like what I experience. But there are different perspectives. And there are different dimensions. So to some extent we could probably understand some of the material things. Like some of the things from heaven, some things we don't understand even from the heaven. Some we may be able to understand. But as we go beyond that, the effulgence, Brahman effulgence, and the spiritual sky and the planets, and the topmost spiritual planet, Golok. How are we going to understand? People of Germany and Japan, how are they going to understand? Thing which is at the top. At the top. Here we are at the bottom. Not even the middle. We just started our journey. They are trying to understand the top. So better stand for us is accept the statements of the revealed scriptures and authorized acharyas, and just accept that as a truth, but not argue unnecessarily, because in due course of time, if you maintain patience, enthusiasm and determination, and shadvira bhakti prasidati, if your bhakti increases, expands, flourishes, then what you don't see now, you will be able to, you'll be qualified to see those things. So this is the advice coming from Mahabharata, Udyam Parva. Understanding the exchanges of transcendental loving service with Krishna is possible only when one is actually in touch with the pleasure potency of Supreme Lord. Now that pleasure potency is, who is that pleasure potency? Srimati Radharani. Mahatmanastu mam partha daivi prakriti masritaha. This is the definition of Mahatma. Mahatmas are those who take shelter of daivi prakriti masritaha. They are under the shelter of daivi prakriti, the divine pleasure potency of the Lord. That is Srimati Radharani. So with her blessings and assistance, if we keep growing, if our creeper grows, bhakti lata bij, first of all bij, the seed, and then the creeper that grows and grows and grows, and when it goes through all the German and Japan and heaven and beyond the universe and the river, Virja River and effulgence and Vaikuntha planets and the topmost planet, and there is also Dwarka, Mathura, Vrindavan. It goes to Vrindavan, keeps growing, then finds Krishna, Krishna's lotus feet, touches it, and then there is a, what do we find? Fructification. The fructification takes place. What are the fruits? What do we get? What is the gain? Love of Godhead. Fruits of love of Godhead. So then there's the next part. In this connection, Sri Rupa Goswami gives an example of the clouds in the sky. The clouds in the sky arise from the ocean. And when the clouds become water again and fall to the ground, they glide back to the ocean. Thus the pleasure potency of Krishna is compared to the ocean. The pure devotee is pleasure possessing cloud. And when he is filled with transcendental loving service, then he can bestow his mercy as a downpour of rain, and pleasure potency returns to the ocean of Krishna. You understand? Now, we go through our spiritual master to get that, get reach Radha. We are introduced to Radha by the spiritual master. Radha is Bhaktida. Radha is giver of devotional service. She is in charge of engaging everyone in service of Krishna. But to us, in this material world, who is engaging us in service? The spiritual master is engaging us in devotional service. So on behalf of Srimati Radharani, spiritual master is engaging us in service of Krishna. So the original possessor of the pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. Just to please Radha, is the purpose of Radha's existence is to please Krishna. She is pleasure potency. She has potency to please Krishna. She is potent, energetic. Now, that's why we say, Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasanu Das. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayo Dasanu Dasanu. So, Gopi Bharata is Krishna, the husband or maintainer of the gopis, and the leading principal gopi is Radharani. Even the gopis don't serve Krishna directly, they go through Srimati Radharani. So our prayer is Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayo Dasanu Dasanu Das. The first servant of Krishna, the principal servant of Krishna, is Srimati Radhika. Then all other gopis, and then all the acharyas are there. So who would like to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the... Master of the gopis. Master of Radharani. So we serve the order of the spiritual master. So that is Dasanu Dasanu Das. Spiritual master tells us what to do, what not to do. Yam, Niyam. And this is all meant for our elevation, our evolution in consciousness, so that one day we would enter the spiritual sky. Prabhupada says that. So that one day we will enter the dancing party of Radha and Krishna. There's one dancing party called Radha Krishna Dancing Party. The spiritual master is trying to engage us to train us, to purify us, to qualify us, so that we enter that dance of Radha and Krishna. So, all this mercy, like an ocean, from the ocean there are clouds, and then there's a rains and the water goes back to the ocean. So similarly, the pleasure potency that engages us in the service of the Lord is coming from the spiritual sky through Radharani, through disciplic succession, through spiritual master. And then it takes us back to the spiritual sky. It's coming from there, is energy flowing through the disciplic succession. So if you keep in touch, hold on to this. As Prabhupada said, grab my dhoti, hold on to my dhoti. And then you will end up in the spiritual sky. If you hold his dhoti, his lotus feet tight, and we end up in that place where from this flow of energy emanating from, all things emanating from the spiritual sky, this flowing, it is spread here just to get us, to engage us and purify us and ultimately bring us back. Fetching the whole disciplic succession like a rope, the spiritual mass is like a bucket. It's trying to fetch us, fill us up, fill that bucket. His lotus feet, and so many clinging on to his lotus feet, and then some Krishna is holding that rope. Radharani is also there. Yes. We are invited, we are welcomed. There's someone anxiously waiting. Who is waiting for us? Radharani is waiting for us. It is said when we go to the spiritual sky, Radharani is there to welcome us. Yes, come on. Thank you for coming back. He's just clapping and everyone has become so very happy, pleased. They are not envious when we make advancement and finally are entering the spiritual sky. All the residents of spiritual sky, they become very joyous. It is not like in this material world, all this family planning business. Let him not take birth. Another person means less food for us, less shelter for us. He's just going to share. He's going to be shareholder of the wealth on the planet. Wealth in this country, wealth in this family. Support him, kill him. Throw him into the gutter. That is not the attitude. So many could be maintained. Everyone could be maintained by the Lord. Yoga kshema vaha. No problem. All that you have to do is ananya sintayanto maam. E janaha pariyupasate desham nityabhi yuktanam yoga kshema vaha. So, like this, the kindness of Krishna, Radha is kind, and so are the all devotees in the disciplic succession are kind. on her behalf. And this is all kindness of Krishna. The acharyas are not independently kind. They are not kind on their own. They are kind, they are compassionate, they are merciful. On behalf of Krishna. Whenever we see some kindness, some compassion, some mercy, we should see Krishna there. There's the presence of Krishna. Because of Krishna, those qualities are there. Krishna is the reservoir of all the qualities. And when we see someone qualified, spiritually qualified, that is because of his connection with Krishna. This person must have some relationship with Krishna. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sri Rangapuri in Pandharpur in Maharashtra. So the way Sri Rangapuri looked and behaved and offered his obeisances, and one conclusion was immediately there. This person must have something to do with Madhvendra Puri and Ishwar Puri. Only followers of Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, they would offer obeisances and all these ecstatic symptoms and loving exchanges, this juicy relationship. And he was just guessing, he just felt within. He did not know this person, he had met him for the first time in his life. But just by seeing him, he was convinced that this person must. Otherwise, why would he? You know, why would he act the way he's acting, and reciprocate with me the way he's doing all these things? So, similarly, whenever we see some good qualities in others, Vaishnava behavior in others, that is because of that person's connection with Vishnu or Krishna. His association, his closeness, this person must be close to Krishna. That is why he's acting like this. If those qualities are not there, kuto mahat gunaha. Avhakta shakuto. If you are avhakta, then you cannot expect good qualities. If you are devotee of Krishna, all good qualities. So those good qualities are original qualities of Krishna. And all these 26 qualities of Vaishnava, all these qualities are Krishna's qualities. But when we become good sons of Krishna, good devotees of Krishna, then all those good qualities also we develop and we manifest those qualities in our behavior, in our dealings. So there's a whole scheme of Lord to save us all, and so the pleasure potency, the pure devotee is a pleasure possessing cloud. And when he is filled with transcendental loving service, then he can bestow his mercy as a downpour of rain, and the pleasure potency returns to ocean of Krishna. Flooding. Right? We have no choice. That is what happens with Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He is pleasure-possessing cloud. Prabhupada is pleasure-possessing cloud. Samsara dhava nalalidha loka pranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam praktasya kalyana gunarana vasya vande guru sicha narvindam. When the whole material world is on fire and everyone here is dying of this fire and burning, it's a burning existence, and then so you cannot call under these circumstances some throwing few buckets of water, is that going to extinguish the fire? Whole forest is on fire. Can you throw a few buckets and expect it to extinguish it? Can you call with a fire brigade? In the city they have this fire brigade. That's what they call. They cannot also do no change. What is required when there's a forest fire is rain from the top. Then it will stay. So similarly, we're all fried. This material world, we are fried. Under the circumstances, our father, mother, brother, sister, lover, they can't really help us to extinguish the fire. What we need is mercy of Krishna coming through disciplic succession and the spiritual master and downpour of the rain. Then kalyan, then will be benefited. Gunaranava, gunaranava. Guna means qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance. Arnava means ocean. We are drowning in an ocean of these three qualities of material nature. Gunaranava. Gunarana. So while we are drowning, the only way is downpour. Coming from the spiritual master, coming from the disciplic succession, which comes from Krishna and Radha. So, Srila Prabhupada's movement, whose original founder is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Ajanu Lambita Bhujo Kanakavadato. This Karunavataro. This Karunavatar. This magnanimous Lord, he is also described as Sankirtanai Kapitaro. Sankirtanai Kapitaro. He is a father of this Sankirtan movement. Founding father of this Sankirtan movement. Chaitanya. So he is flooding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is flooding this material existence. And we have no choice. We are just going down towards the ocean. Big Sankirtan parties, and big book distribution, big temples, and mass prasad, everything happening on mass scale. Like sometimes there's little flow of water and there's a whole flood. So there's a whole flood, you have no choice but just to go along with it. You cannot stand on the side, say, and watch the fun, or you could watch flow of water or things in the gutter. But like when Indra, he had arranged this somewhere the clouds to come and the whole, there's so much rain here. Whole area flooded. They could not tell the difference. This is land, this is town, this is village, this is river, this is a pond. The whole thing became like an ocean, and everyone was getting carried away, swept away. And then they prayed and they reached the lotus feet of Krishna and got under the umbrella which Krishna lifted in the form of Govardhan Hill. So this flood in the form of the Sankirtan movement is very nice, and we should flow along with it. This is a nice flow. You flow along. Don't go against this current of Krishna consciousness. Don't try to go against it. That is not in your favor. Just surrender to the current. Just flow along. Radha Krishna bolo, sange chalo. And there's a prayer also. You all chant. Now you are here. So stay on. Don't try to get out to the bank of on the side where there's no flood. Now you are in the middle of the flood. Stay in. Chant Radha Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Sange Chalo. Chalo, chalo, Sange Chalo. Come along, come along. Acharyas like Bhaktivinoda and all the acharyas. He said it in a formal way, in the form of the song, Radha Krishna Molo Sange Chalo. Hey Matra Bhikya Acharya, he said, I am begging you all Prabhus, you all living entities, you all children of God. I am a mendicant. I am a beggar. I am begging both. You do one favor. Radha Krishna bolo. Sange chalo. Hey Matra Bhikya. All that. This is all that I want. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kama. Hey. I don't want any one of these things. I want you to come along, chant Hare Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this. But all the acharyas of the disciplic succession, this is their move, trying to bring everyone, somehow trying to convince everyone to join this flood. Where is it going? Is going to the ocean. Ocean of Krishna. It returns to the ocean of Krishna. So those who try to go against the current, they go to hell. Ocean in the hell. But those who cooperate, come along. Some struggle to come out, get out of it. But we should be struggling to stay in. We should make sure some wave does not throw us off this, out of the flood and onto the dry land to get fried again. Life is tough. Then you die. But you are born again. This realization has to be there. Life is tough and then you die. Then you are born again. For an family man, they are very nicely entangled. That's why they cannot get out of it. But our family business is propagation of sankirtan movement. This is our family business. Our family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family, Rupa Goswami family, the Rupanugas, Six Goswami family, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur family, Bhakti Vinod Thakur family, Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada family. This family's business, traditional business, is to propagate Krishna consciousness. So we should get in the middle of this business. Having so much to do, there must be so much to do, always busy. So many loving spiritual relations, spiritual master, and god brothers and sisters and uncles and some other friends of Lord Krishna, friends and nicely attached to food, Krishna conscious food and Krishna conscious culture and Krishna conscious uniform and places to go to, get entangled with holy places. So that way you should get deeply involved so that we never get out of it. So, now as we are on Brajamandal Parikrama, we have every opportunity for 1 month to get deeper, get involved. Become more determined, become more expert in some different aspects of devotional service. To more friends, develop friendship, more friends than before. Some nice friends. We have akhyati prachati. We could disclose our mind to them and hear from them confidentially. We are here not to make enemies. We are here to make friends. And do 5 things. Basically, try to do 5 things. These are 5 principles. Regulative principles. And that's staying in dham, like Mathura or Brajamandal, you could say. That's one thing. Stay on in Brajamandal Parikrama. Then listening Bhagavatam is the second business. Chanting Hare Krishna is the third thing. Worshipping the deities, that's 4th thing. And serving the devotees, sadhu sang, Vaishnava seva. Let's scope for doing all these things to our fullest satisfaction. Let's by some causeless mercy of the Lord and Srimati Radhika coming down through the distinct succession and Srila Prabhupada. We are here for a month, and we should all feel relaxed since spiritual world and everything that we see, touch, smell, it's all spiritual. When you jump in the ocean on the beach, Los Angeles, there's so many beaches. On Padyatra America, we're mostly on the beach for 3 months. The people were swimming. Padyatri also swam a few times. But it is not the same. Swimming for keeping body clean and this and that. Devotee is within, feeling reluctant. Maybe this is not good. Maybe this is wrong. This is sense gratification. For here you enter the Kund, or you go to Radha Kund for midnight bath. You just fully surrender. You give yourself to the Kund. And there's a world of difference. It is swimming and swimming and place and place. Different people here, different vibration here, different culture here, different values of life here. So we don't have to reluctant and all that, as we are in the West by performing some activities or going to some places. Here is all spiritual, all authorized path. So we should take full advantage and purify ourselves as much as we could. Intensely we should get into this business.
This is going to be a not regular long class. Regular classes are long. I'm going to make it irregular, exceptional. And in fact, what we want to do is go back into the history, yesterday's history. I'm going to repeat the story which some of you missed. The story at on the bank of Kusum Sarovar, a place called Buddha Baithak. Buddha Baithak is place of Uddhava, where he resides eternally in the form of the creepers, and the grass and bushes. At this place, Uddhava recited Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month, 5,000 years ago. why he had to do this, there is a history behind it. Now in Dwarka, Krishna gave charge of his queens to Arjuna. Arjuna was asked to protect the queens. So to give them shelter, Arjuna was bringing them to Hastinapur. And along with these queens of Dwarka, the great-grandson of Krishna, Vajranab, also comes. After their arrival in Hastinapur, soon the Pandavas received the news of Krishna's departure from the planet. So they thought there is now no reason, no meaning for them to stay on this planet. They also wanted to retire and give up their bodies. Before they did that, they made Parikshit, who was young, their grandson, Arjuna's grandson. Parikshit was made an emperor of the whole world, and his capital was Hastinapur. Then Vajranab, he was made king of Mathura. So they were both ruling, King Parikshit in Hastinapur and Vajranab in Mathura. One time, King Parikshit, he was visiting Mathura kingdom. He met the king Vajranab and he was inquiring how things were going on. Vajranab, he was full of lamentation and separation. He said, one time there used to be so many citizens in this kingdom, but I don't see them now. Where have they gone? I want to meet them. I want to be part of them. What could be done? How could I get their association? He was ruling, okay, but he was seeing very few citizens around. He was feeling that they had disappeared from the vision, so he wanted to reunite with them. So King Parikshit arranged for Shandilya Rishi to come over. The Shandilya was priest of Nanda Maharaja's family. Vasudeva and Devaki from Mathura, their family priest was Gargamuni, and Shandilya Rishi was priest of family of Nanda Maharaj. So Shandilya was asked to come over and give some advice, let this Vajranab know the process, how he could again, see all those citizens and become part of that family. So the Shandilya Rishi recommended one thing. He said, what you do is you serve Brajamandal, Brajadham. You erect temples, you install deities, you renovate these different kundas, ponds, plant trees and have nice gardens and flowers on the bank of Kusum Sarovar, all over. Let this dham attain its full glory one more time, at least externally speaking. So you serve this dham like that. So that is why we come across so many deities which were once installed by Vajranab, and this he had done as per advice of Shandilya Rishi. And Shandilya Rishi also
kind of informed him that in due course of time you will also meet Uddhava. Your meeting with Uddhava will be very beneficial. So Vajranava followed the advice of Chandala Rishi and he developed the entire Brajamandal. Then, now that I mentioned, the queens had come from Dwarka to Hastinapur, and later on when Vajranava became the king of Mathura, they were transferred from Hastinapur to Mathura. They started residing in Mathura. Now not only Vajranava was feeling separation and feeling the whole world vacant without Krishna and his other associates, especially these queens of Dwarka, their life and soul was Krishna and the other residents. So they were also full of lamentation. So one time they were all on the bank of Jamuna. So they were addressing Jamuna. They said, "You seem to be very happy. You seem to be very jubilantly flowing through Brajamandal. How come you are not in distress? How come you are not feeling separation from Krishna and his associates? You are also one of the queens." Jamuna Kalindi is one of the queens of Krishna. We are also queens. So what is the difference? We are feeling all separation and you seem to be contented. You seem to be very happy, happily present here. So the reply given by Kalindi was, Jamuna was, that I am serving the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I am in touch with lotus feet of Radha. And wherever there is Radha, there is Krishna. So I am feeling presence of Krishna in service of Srimati Radharani. See, this was her Kalindi, Jamuna's response. And then she said that you could also get such association. What you do is you go listen to Uddhava speaking about Krishna. Now how to find Uddhava? So Kalindi said, he is there on the bank of Kusum Sarovar in the form of all the creepers and grass in that area. So what you do is you organize some nice kirtan, nice instruments and nice singing and nice festival. And then Uddhava, who is in the form of creepers, he will take a form, he will assume his original form. And then you all sit down at his feet and listen to him speaking Bhagavatam, speaking glories of Krishna. Then you see the result. So that is with the help of King Parikshit and Vajranav, they organize a big festival, chanting, dancing, and whole. So many instruments. And when all this festival was in full swing, Uddhava appeared. He could not remain in the form of those creepers. He came out of it. And he was in the midst of all these queens. So he immediately approached Uddhava and said, overtold by Kalindi that you could arrange your meeting with the Lord. Could you tell us how to do it? So he said, I am going to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 month in this place. And you all sit down and listen to Bhagavatam. So on the bank of Kusum Sarovar, the recitation of Bhagavatam was about to begin. So this was about the beginning of the age of Kali. So, Uddhava, he assigned a duty to this Parikshit Maharaj. He said, you with your sword, you go all over and you subdue this Kali, so that this Kali doesn't come and disturb our Bhagavatam, recitation of Bhagavatam for 1 month. So you make sure Kali doesn't come in this direction. So of course, King Parikshit was happy with this assignment. He was getting some direct service order from personality like Uddhava. At the same time, he was not very happy, because he also wanted to sit down and listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. But then Uddhava assured, Uddhava could foresee. He said, later on, in due course of time, you will also have opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. There will be very special recitation arranged so that you could listen to Srimad Bhagavatam in the future. Now, in service of all these queens, you go and you just keep this Kali in control. So King Parikshit went and he was controlling, trying to keep Kali in control so that Bhagavatam recitation could go on without disturbance or interruption. So as this Uddhava was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he's such a qualified person to recite Srimad Bhagavatam, because first of all, he's a student of Brihaspati. Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods. So Brihaspati was his spiritual master. And then he had association of Krishna all life long. Then he was lacking some bhakti. But that also, he attained some bhakti when he was sent as a messenger to Vrindavan from Mathura. And when he saw Gopi and their devotion, intense feeling of love for Krishna, he was feeling embarrassed. He was just a scholar, kind of jnani. But then he also learned so much from gopis. So this person, and also this was one of the two persons that Lord Krishna gave association to just prior to his going back to Golok Vrindavan. There was Maitreya Muni and Uddhava. And Lord had left some messages with Uddhava. So such a personality, Uddhava, such a qualified person, eternal associate of Krishna, friend of Krishna, minister, one of the consulting minister of Krishna. He was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Such a nice speaker. Speaker as good as Krishna, and hearer as good as Arjuna. So nice combination of speaker and the hearer was there. As a result, what happened? As Uddhava was talking about different pastimes of Krishna, also Rasa Leela, pastimes of Krishna, all those pastimes, they all revealed, they all manifested right there. And as Uddhava was talking about different pastimes, all these queens of Dwarka, queens of Krishna, they were able to see all the pastimes happening all around them. And Vajranava also was now able to see those citizens. And when he had met Parikshit Maharaj, so one thing is, there's no citizens here. One time there's so many people in Mathura, and Mathura Mandal, Braja Mandal. Where have they gone? I want to see them one more time. And so were all these queens, full of lamentation, they're feeling separation from Krishna. So as Uddhava recited Srimad Bhagavatam, all those persons came back. Now, they were already here. They were here in Braja Mandal. But there was a curtain. There's a curtain. Ordinarily you cannot see the Nitya Leela. Occasionally it becomes pragat, becomes manifested. But when Uddhava started recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, all those pastimes were revealed. They were all able to see. Haribo! And so this was all mercy of Uddhava.
And then queens could realize that there was a space, there was a spot for them also in different rasa dances that were going on in the area around them. So what they did towards the end of this, the revelation or manifestation of this pastime took place towards the end of Bhagavatam recitation. So they just got up. They all got up and they just joined that rasa dance. They just became part of that leela that was going all around them. Vajranav also joined the team. He also became part of the pastime. And during this 1 month, he had given charge of this kingdom. Pratibahu.
Son of Vajranav.
He had given charge of kingdom to his son called Pratibahu. And so Pratibahu remained. He continued to be the king of Mathura, and Vajranav and all these queens of Dwarka, they all joined the eternal pastimes of Krishna. And soon, curtain was back on, and then their pastimes are going on here. So, you could see how important is this listening to these pastimes. That's what Uddhava did. He recited, he repeated these pastimes. And there were nice hearers. Because they were both, they were best speakers and best hearers. That is why the best result was there. The pastimes were right there happening on the spot. So we also try to repeat those pastimes and sincerely listen to those pastimes. Those pastimes also would be revealed unto us to a certain degree. If not fully at this point. We are new people, a new team trying to enter those pastimes. But point is, it is important to hear. It is important to listen to those pastimes. As we walk, it is important to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because within this mantra, all the pastimes are contained. They are within this Maha Mantra. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we are reciting all Bhagavatam. Glorifying Krishna. So we try to do that constantly as a congregational chanting. Also we chant our 16 rounds. And then like this we sit down from time to time and try to listen to those pastimes of Krishna in a formal way. When we hear Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are also listening to the pastimes. They are becoming manifested. The form becomes manifested. Leela becomes manifested as a result of chanting of Hare Krishna. And then, as we mentioned a few times, that this Vrajamandal Parikrama and this month of Damodar is providing us to do five things at least, besides many other things. Five things are, we are able to reside in dham, that's one thing. We are able to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We are able to worship Damodar, Krishna Tiger Sundar, the worship of the deity. And then recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are also able to do that. And serving Vaishnavas, serving sadhus. So these five items are considered most important items. Because it is important, we are repeating, this is at least third time we are talking about this. Staying in Vrindavan, in holy place, worshipping the deity, chanting Hare Krishna, studying or listening to Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, it's all Bhagavatam. Bhagavat, Bhagavan. The beautiful stories of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He's not alone when we talk about gopis or giridhari. Oh, that's Bhagavatam. And then we serve the Vaishnavas. So five things. If you join, then there will be all benefit. It's all auspicious. So this month is when we bring all auspiciousness to our life. So faithfully let us carry on this process of performing Brajamandal Parikrama. Dai Gaura Premanande. Krishna played with his intimate friends sometimes by fighting or wrestling with their arms, sometimes by playing ball and sometimes by playing chess. Sometimes they carried one another on their shoulders and sometimes they exhibited their expertness at whirling logs. And coward friends used to please Krishna by sitting together with him on couches or on swings, by lying together. Huh? You like that? I don't like. And the coward friends used to please Krishna by sitting together with him on the couches or on swings, by lying together on their beds, by joking together, and by swimming in the pool. All these activities are called anubhav. Whenever all the friends should assemble in company of Krishna, they would immediately engage in all these functions, especially in dancing together. Regarding their wrestling, one friend once asked Krishna, "My dear friend, O killer of Agha demon, You are very proudly wandering among your friends trying to exhibit your arms as very strong. Is it that you are envious of me? I know that you cannot defeat me in wrestling, and I also know that you were sitting idly for a long time because you are hopeless of defeating me." This is some living entity talking to the Supreme Lord like this. You heard what one person said? just a boy, just a little boy. He said this. The flute playing, going. Like the other day we saw one friend of Krishna called Lotha Baba. Lotha. So he had a big stick, and he said, because of me, the Govardhan Hill remained 7 days and 7 nights up there. It was lifted because of me. So a lot of times the friends of Krishna, they consider Krishna to be on same level or even sometimes inferior. Somewhere out there in the balcony enjoying the show. So so when Krishna is playing with his friends, then Krishna is just one of the friends. He's not anybody special. They defeat him, they beat him, they do all these things with him. They threaten him. And they also want to bless him. There is a statement of Madhu Mangal. Madhu Mangal, who is Madhu Mangal? We mentioned to you the other day. His son of Sandipani Muni. And he is a very funny friend of Lord Krishna. Very funny fellow. And he's very fond of laddus. You have to know not only Krishna, but you also have to know some of the friends of Krishna. So for example, Krishna had one Brahmin friend whose name was Madhu Mangal. This boy would joke by playing the part of a greedy Brahmin. Greedy especially in getting laddus. Whenever the friends ate, he would eat more than all others, especially laddus, of which he was very fond. Then, after eating more laddus than anyone else, Madhu Mangal would still not be satisfied, and he would say to Krishna, if you give me one more laddu, then I shall be pleased with you. I will be pleased to give you my blessings so that your friend Radharani will be very much pleased with you. The Brahmins are supposed to give blessings to the Vaishyas, and Krishna presented himself as son of Maharaj Nanda, a Vaishya. So a Brahmin boy was right in giving blessings to Krishna. Thus Krishna was very pleased by his friend's blessings, and he would supply him
with more and more laddus. Krishna was looking for such blessings so that Radharani is pleased with him. So he would pass on some laddus. Also, and Yashoda would always make attempts so that Krishna eats very nicely. He maintains good health. In fact, she had some special cows. She would milk them. There were special caretakers of those cows. They were not just general cows. Otherwise, Krishna's father had how many cows? 10 million cows. But Yashoda would not just get milk from any and every cow. There was just a group of cows, specially maintained. And they were fed a very special diet also. And special caretakers, they were washed, they were decorated nicely. So she would milk those cows and boil milk and then make sweet preparations, offer that to him in the early morning for Bal Bhog. In the temples also, Prabhupada recommended, and this is a general practice, that we offer milk sweets early morning. Prabhupada once told one cook, used to cook sweet rice and this Mangalarti, nice milk sweets. Why offer milk sweets? Prabhupada said, Krishna is a baby Krishna in the morning. He's a little baby in the morning, so baby is like sweets. So it's called Bal Bhog. Bal means boy. Bhog, offering that you make to the little boy. So he takes sweet rice, kheer, and some sweets, milk sweets. So Yashoda also would make those offerings early morning. So sometimes, you know, Krishna, he would not eat enough. You know, his attention was more into getting ready quickly, and then his friends are all ready. When he's getting ready, he's getting dressed, bathed and dressed. All his friends are watching through the door or through the window and knocking at the door, yes, yes, we're all ready, come. And so he's anxious, you know, he doesn't care the dressing and bathing and eating. He just wants to go out, run out of the door, join his friends and play in the forest. So he would not eat properly. The mother used to, Yashoda used to be in such anxiety that her child doesn't eat enough. No, he may become weak, he may get sick, because he's not eating properly. So sometimes, this funny boy, Madhu Mangal, friend, he used to say to Yashoda, mother, don't worry, you feed me. And then I will embrace your Krishna and he will become strong. He used to make proposals like that. He said, don't worry, there's so much in anxiety. You feed me, make me strong. And then I will embrace your son and then he will have strength. I will transfer some of my strength and make all these proposals. These are some of the dealings of his friends and especially this Madhu Mangal.
system.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, shy, qualities of Krishna, one of the qualities is being shy. A person who sometimes exhibits humility and bashfulness is called shy. As described in Lalita Madhava, Krishna's shyness was manifested when he lifted Govardhan Hill by the little finger of his left hand. You could see the details, which hand he has used, that also has been stated. What more detail you want? All of the gopis were observing Krishna's wonderful achievements. And Krishna also smiling. And Krishna was also smiling at seeing the gopis. When Krishna's glance went over the breasts of the gopis, his hand began to shake. And upon seeing his hand shake, all of the coward men underneath the hill became a little disturbed. Then there was a tumultuous roaring sound, and they all began to pray to Krishna for safety. At this time Lord Balaram was smiling, thinking that these coward men had been frightened by shaking of Govardhan Hill. Because he knew, in fact, he knew the strength of Krishna. So he had no anxiety. While others were getting frightened, he has full confidence in the strength of the Lord, power of the Lord. That one of the opulences of the Lord. Also when Kaliya had caught Krishna within its coils, as the news spreads, everyone is running towards that spot. So as they all are coming in that direction and they see Krishna caught like this, tight, and there is no way to reach him and save him or beat Kaliya. So they're all getting fainted, almost leaving their bodies, including the cows. So while all this was going on, this was a state of existence, a state of mind of all the coward men and women, including Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. There was a Balaram who kept smiling. Because he knew the strength of his brother. So he was undisturbed. Everyone else was very much disturbed. Now there's another part. But seeing Balaram smile, Krishna thought that Balaram had understood his mind in observing the breasts of the gopis. And he immediately became bashful. He thought Balaram is smiling because maybe he noticed my side glances, the focus of my vision. Probably Balaram must have noticed as I'm smiling. There's a statement about Mathura pilgrimage. In Brahmand Puran it is said that all the results of traveling on all the pilgrimages within the three worlds can be achieved simply by touching the holy land of Mathura. In many Shastra scriptures it is said that simply by hearing, remembering, glorifying, desiring, seeing or touching land of Mathura, one can achieve all desires. So, that is Mathura Mahatmya. Next statement, how to discharge devotional service is a whole chapter. How to discharge devotional service. And there are 44 items. First list is of 44 items. No, the aggregate of 64 items total. In there, item number 9. One must circumambulate the temple building at least 3 times. In every temple there is an arrangement to go around the temple at least 3 times. Such devotees go around more than 3 times. Some devotees go around more than 3 times, 10 times, 15 times, according to their vows. The Goswamis used to circumambulate Govardhan Hill. One should also circumambulate the whole Vrindavan area. That is what we are doing. So, what we are doing is very much authorized by the scriptures, by this nectar of devotion which has been described as complete science of bhakti yoga. Then another statement regarding circumambulation of Vrindavan. These days, you open a nectar of devotion and anything and everything that you read is so much relevant. It's all related somehow with Vrindavan and devotional service. Radha, Krishna, friends of Krishna and parents of Krishna, there is some connection or the other. A pure devotee of Lord Krishna resides. A pure devotee of Krishna is the background music for the day. It's going to be very interesting. A pure devotee of Lord Krishna resides in district of Mathura or Vrindavan and visits all the places where Krishna's pastimes were performed. At these sacred places Krishna displayed his childhood activities with cowherd boys and Mother Yashoda. The system of circumambulating all these places is still current among devotees of Lord Krishna. And those coming to Mathura and Vrindavan always feel transcendental pleasure.